Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. Everybody say Wednesday is hump day. Well, listen here. Around this studio and in this engineer booth, it is Whiskey Wednesday. Did y'all hear? Listen here. I didn't say drink the whiskey. No, but hey. Now, y'all know. Our sponsor is Gumbo Rum. So, no, I'm just saying it's Whiskey Wednesday. I didn't say go in my cabinet and pull out any whiskey. You know what I mean? Now, listen, y'all, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo. Gumbarum.com. Listen, here in the Windy City, these people will not stop buying up all the Gumbo Rum. I am telling you, y'all got the experience. Gumbo Rum for yourself. Yes, you do. Now, listen, today is Wednesday. Yes. May the 4th, 2022. 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, do have members in East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patardi. Yes. Now, listen, good people. Yeah, wake up, y'all. Listen, Willis is on the scene today, okay? Y'all wake up. Now, pay attention. It's good music going down. Listen, put my bottle down. Put my rum down. Listen, that's what I need to get through the show. Leave a rum. Now, listen, I got Willis here on today, and honey, we going to walk and roll with some good music. Yes, we is. We going to play My Vibe. That's my song. My vibe. Y'all know I come on talked up, so don't stop giggling. Listen, I got Willis here with me on today, and we going to have a stone cold blast. We going to have a good time on today. How you doing, Willis?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Well, tell me a little bit about
your music. I'm thankful to be alive. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm thankful to be alive,
and I wanted to just, you know, thank you for having me on. Thank you to my family and friends and everybody tuning in. Appreciate you guys.
You're more than welcome. It is a pleasure. Listen, I've been playing your music, and as you may or may not know, my personal favorite is My Vibe. I really, really got into that song. I am telling you, I was telling people about how to shine on their own vibe and stop riding on other folks' vibe. You got to ride your own vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You've been riding many vibes?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, what got you into music? Are you from a musical family? Is it just your passion? What brought you to get into music?
Well, I started writing was supposed to be rap, but it was more like poetry in junior high. I remember in junior high there was a rap club or MC club that my junior high had, and that's when I started writing. And it became more of a, like, an outlet, like, for me to express myself. And then as the years went on, like, I always kept writing. I invested in music software. I got into, like, making my own beats. And, like, so I started just really investing into this passion of mine, right? It started as rap, and I took that, the initial, R-A-P, and rhythm and passion, you know. It's so like, I love to write. I just love writing, and that's what.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I like that. Now, that's pretty cool. You're saying rap is rhythm and passion. I like that. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
That's very artistic. That's cool. That's very creative as well. So now, what are some of your other hobbies or creative passions? When you're not doing music, what are some of the other things that you enjoy doing?
I love the skateboard, just getting outdoors. I just picked up basketball like a few years back, and I've been going regularly for almost like 2 years. Just basketball. I started reading a lot of self-help books. There's a lot of things I do. I don't know. We talk about it for days. But.
When you're reading self-help books, what type of self-help, like endurance or how to be positive, or what type of self-help books?
Yeah, one I read, for example, was Stopping Your Inner Critic, or that was a book I recommend, and like just finding resilience, I have a bunch of books laying around. I need to be more organized, but
okay. Cool.
No, you know. I'm just,
now, is anyone else?
Sometimes.
Anyone else in your family in music, or are you the only one that's passionate about music?
In my family, I'm the only one that like does music. But
yep.
I have a bunch of friends that are very musically inclined.
Okay,
and me,
cool.
Compared to them, I mean, I look up to them, a lot of my friends, because, you know,
okay.
They're a lot more musically inclined.
So I am going to play some of your music for the listening audience. They have really been into my vibe. I played that a couple of times during last week. And so today I'm going to play Let You Know. Can you tell me a little bit about the song Let You Know, and how did you come up with that? Is it from the past experiences or life experiences, the reason why you wrote this particular piece, Let You Know?
Yeah, it's a love song I wrote. And, you know, it is based on, like, life. You know, life happens. But, you know, life goes on, you know, and, you know, when you love someone,
okay.
You know how they say, cliche as it is, you know, like when you really love someone, you have to let them go sometimes, you know, let them grow, let them blossom, let them be
That's
all
true.
They can be.
That's true. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a listen right now to Let You Know. So you guys, this is Let You Know. Let You Know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Fearless Female Network on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Amazon and Audible, along with all the other major streaming platforms. This is Let You Know, Let You Know. Take a listen.
Time has slipped away. And things are definitely change. But our memories are there forever. With you, I don't ever wanna let you go, but if I must, I will. I just have to let you know.
shall renew.
Oh, y'all know what? Now, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. Now, listening to me, I feel like, now listen, don't y'all go scratching and going on while I'm talking. Listen here. I feel like listening to that song, somebody just fell in love with me. You know, I like that song, Let You Know, Let You Know. So listen, if you in love with somebody, y'all know mama always got some life lessons. So listen, if you feeling a special way about somebody, let them know. You just don't never know. They might feel the same way about you. You know, it doesn't hurt to try, you know, to talk to them, you know, muster up some courage. Maybe you don't have the courage to just say, hey, hello, how you doing? Now, y'all know mama is an old fart. Y'all know I am a old fart. Okay, so listen, I ain't no young spring chicken. Back in the day when I was going to school, it wasn't that, not Willis, you know, mama always give life lessons. I'm trying to help the young folks out there, okay? So listen, when I was coming along and I was taking the bus, see, children in my days took the bus to school. Children these days, I don't know what they're doing. They riding their bicycles, you know, they riding their mopeds, their motorcycles. But listen, Willis, when I was in school, I had to take the bus, that big old grind thing here in the Windy City. I'd be standing, I mean, one time, Willis, let me tell you about it. See, let you know, listening to that song reminds me of a special time, Willis. When I was standing on the bus stop in the city of Chicago in the winter, you know, it gets real cold in here, you know, around the Windy City. It was below zero. One time I was always standing on 16th Street. That's where I took the bus at, 16th and Pulaski. And this young fellow would always be taking the bus to the school. He would always walk past me, never said nothing, Willis. He never said nothing to me. We'd be looking at one another. Nobody never said nothing. So one day, Willis, he comes to the bus stop with his mom and his little brother, and I guess he needed some encouragement. His mother comes out with him. Now, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. This is the honest God truth, Willis. This is the honest God truth. He comes out. His mom is with him and his little brother. They all stand next to me now at the bus stop. Next thing you know, he said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. Now, he was fine as all get out. He was nice looking and everything. So we exchanged numbers. Make a long story short, we exchanged phone numbers. I guess he needed encouragement, you know. So we exchanged numbers. I ended up going to his house sometime. We started dating Willis. And let me tell you something what happened, Willis. Brother man, Willis, can I tell you what happened one time?
Yeah,
Willis,
well,
I'm talking
tell
to
me.
You.
I want to know. Yeah, I want to know what happened.
I went over there one time on a date. Willis, this boy chased me all around that house. Do you hear me? I said, good. I never went back. He was chasing me. I guess he was trying to get some poutine. Do you know what poutine is, Willis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I never went back. I was about 16 years old. I never went back. I said, no, that's okay. I ain't going back to his house no more. That's okay. So listen. Now, that's a song. Let you know. So if y'all, you know, feeling a special way about somebody, let them know. How's they going to know how you feel unless you let them know? So I like that song, Willis, Let You Know. That's got a real nice vibe to it. It's really, really enjoyable. It's polished, perfection. Lyrics is really nice. And everybody, we can relate to it because we all have had feelings before in individuals. So I really enjoy it. And then you have another song called I See You Shine. Tell me a little bit about I See You Shine.
I See You Shine is another song I wrote a few years back, actually, maybe 3 or 4 maybe now, and that was a good summer, just had going out to the beach a lot, you know, hanging out with friends, and just having a really good time, That's a song I enjoyed making. I took some old lyrics that I had sitting around to finish it because this song took a real long time to finish. I took some old lyrics that I had, put it together with this song I was having trouble with at the time, and I really loved how it meshed and it flowed. It really challenged my artistic like abilities because. I think that was like the first song of that kind of style that I made ever, and my friends really liked it too. So I kept trying to mimic that style.
Okay.
In a sense.
Well, I want you, okay, well, I want the listening audience to check it out if you're just tuning in. You're listening to this show live. We are streaming on Spotify, Amazon, Audible, as well as Facebook. If you're listening live, you can take a listen at those different platforms, as well as iHeartRadio, as well as Player FM and Best FM and Podcast and Pod Addict. You can take a listen to all those different streaming networks, as well as New York City. So we are listed in New York City Podcast Directory, which we do get a lot of push. And thank you so much, you guys, for all the free ads. I really do appreciate all the free ads from Amazon and Audible. I got to get that in. So listen, we're about to play the song right now, I See You Shine. If you're listening in, you're going to hear this song. It's I See You Shine. And I have Willis with me with right now. And I'm going to play the song. Y'all take a listen. Take a listen. I See You Shine.
Fresh to fresh. We done did it again, baby.
See you shine like an autumn, watch a flower blossom. You so fine, heart of gold and it shows with a body like. I see you shine like an autumn, watch a flower blossom. You so fine, heart of gold and it shows with a body like. Whoa.
Been a while since I seen that smile of yours. I'm so blind that had me mesmerized. The way you move puts me in the mood. The way you groove, I can never lose. Stay grinning, always winning. I had my eyes on you from the beginning. Ain't nothing ever perfect, but if you can see what I can see, then you can tell it's worth it. Life's a risk, take a chance. I can tell you strong and you don't need a man. I see you, my life is grand. It's your heart and soul that I adore.
I see you shine like an autumn, watch a flower blossom. You so fine, heart of gold and it shows with a body like. I see you shine like an autumn, watch a flower blossom. You so fine, heart of gold and it shows with a body like. Whoa, whoa.
Have you seen her 10 toes down, breaking necks all around? Don't nobody make a sound when she strut around. Let's have a moment of silence when she hits the floor, killing it. Watch her go. How low can you go? How low can you go?
Whoa.
Love it when you're looking back at me and smiling. Loving life just wilding, wilding. You're wilding, wilding. Heaven sent sun kiss, gorgeous hair with a twist. And some eyes that you just can't miss. And some eyes that you just can't miss.
I see you shine like an autumn, watch a flower blossom. You so fine, heart of gold and it shows with a body like. I see you shine like an autumn, watch a flower blossom. You so fine, heart of gold and it shows with a body like.
Yeah. That's dope. That song is super dope. That is fire. That is bad. Listen, you guys, I am sitting here with
Had a lot of fun making this video today.
Yeah, a lot of fun making this one.
Yeah, because I had the chorus forever, and then I had come across these old lyrics from maybe 10 years, and I had never done anything with them. I used them for a school. I used the verses for like a school song that I songwriting classes at City College, and I got a good grade on that, and I really loved that song, but I never like did anything with it. And when I put it to this chorus, I was like, that fits. And and I just finished up one of the verses, and yeah, I really had a good time making that song.
Yeah, I like it. It's really nice. That's a nice song, and you're really working with something on that song. I really like that. It kind of, for some reason, I felt like I was roller skating. You know, you folks that like to roller skate, this is a good roller skating song. So listen, if you out there, you need some music to skate to, this is the one. I See You Shine. Nice little flow. You can get your roller skate on, your roller blades. You know, you can even do some surfing. But listen, this is really chill music. See, Mama always likes to chill. I like to chill. So listen, I See You Shine is a great one, phenomenal. And I do want to say this, if you're just now listening in, we are broadcasting live. This is Fierce Female Network. And I do want to say thank you to all those who have us listed in the directory. Thank you guys so much. And I need to give a shout-out to Marietta, which I haven't in a long time. So listen, Marietta, Georgia, my hometown, I want to give y'all a thank you, thank you, thank you for having us listed in the directory, which is the largest. I'm so thankful to be listed, largest radio and podcast directories ever on in Marietta and New York City. Thank you guys so very much. Listen, Willis, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. And also, before we go off the air, I want you guys to visit Willis on his social media handles. Instagram, you can find him on Instagram, which is Willis. What's your handle, love? What's your handle on Instagram?
My handle is Willis1805. That's Willis1805.
Right.
Willis, WILLS1805. And,
awesome.
I appreciate it. You can find me on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just as Willis, if you look up any of those songs that were played. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Huge shout out to everybody tuning in, my family, my friends, and you guys for having me on the air again. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
You're more than welcome. So I want to say this once again. You guys, you can find Willis on Instagram. It's Willis1805, which is his handle on Instagram. That's, again, Willis1805. And then you can also check out Willis the Kid on SoundCloud, also on Spotify. Y'all do that. Y'all check out the music. Listen, I want to see them streams on Spotify on this profile. Y'all hear me? Now, listen, this is a direct order. Mm-hmm. You hear me? This is a direct order. Y'all check him out on Spotify and Instagram. The handle is Willis1805. Y'all do that now. Now, y'all obey mama. If y'all don't, I'm coming with my hatchet. Y'all know I comes with a hatchet when y'all don't do right, okay? Now, listen, Willis, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. It's been a musical salute for you and a musical showcase. It has been a blast. Any closing words that you want to give during this particular broadcast right now?
If whatever you do in life, you know, do it with love and you'll never go wrong.
Now, y'all, that was really sweet. That's true. Now, listen, y'all take a listen to that. Whatever you do in life, do it with love. You know, because, now listen, you know, mama always got a life lesson. Now, see, Willis, she just did something. I got to give y'all a life lesson. Listen, good people, he said, whatever you do in life, do it with love. Because, listen, the Bible says of all the gifts, the best gift is charity, which is love. So, listen, whatever you do in this lifetime, do it in the spirit of love. Do it in the spirit of loving kindness, gentleness. And see, when you do that, when you put a spirit of love out there in the universe, honey, it's coming back to you. So when you give out of your heart, give out of a good spirit, and do it nicely with a smile on your face. Do it with love. And you know what? That's a perfect note to end the show. So remember, y'all, do it in love. When you go to Instagram on his profile, visit it with love, honey. Listen, do that. Y'all do that. And mama got to get up out of here because I am out of time. And I don't want Jeffro to cut the power on me because they did that one time. Everything went blah, 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 blah. So listen, I don't want that to happen. I got to get up.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. She's
from a west side girl to a south side girl to a north side girl to a...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.